That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is what loves movies!
Oh, that's not where it goes. I hear that all the time in bed. This is our, I don't know how manyth time here, back again at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina! Saturday, October 21st, 2017, and I feel like I'm in name tag country. Let me see what you, oh Lord. You guys are always so good with the name tags here, and this is no exception. I see a few baby drivers. That's a popular Dave driver? Oh, Davey. Davey driver. Candy Amanda. Instead of Candy Man, Candy Amanda has tons of candy on it. Is it all Skittles? Okay. We'll see if any of these, my guests, are Skittles freaks. Lawrence of Arabia. Did I say that right? And of course, Matty Ducks is back from his defeat the other night. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see how you do. See how you do this time. What's that Willy Wonka one say on it? It's fucking Willie Nelson again? My boy Willie Nelson is back? So it says Willie Nelson and the Chocolate Factory?
And the Chocolate Donut.
And the Chocolate Donut. All right, you son of a bitch. There's a good light over here on the big LeBecky. Yeah, good job. Oh, it's just your phone. And then instead of the big stick, we got the big Nick over there. Brightly lit up, and Chris Congeniality, which, if your last name isn't Congeniality, you should think about it. How great would it be to tell people, my name's Chris Congeniality? All right. Wait, one more lit up one over there. Jar Edge of Tomorrow? What does that say?
Jared?
Oh, Jared of Tomorrow. Now I get it. I swear, ever since I started talking about it, you took the light completely off of it. Once you got my attention, that's all you wanted.
There it is.
Live, die, repeat. All right, thanks you guys for bringing those. We will dispatch my guests into the crowd to pick which ones they want to play for in a few moments. But first, Doug plugs. Tuesday, October 24th, that's this Tuesday, Douglas Movies is back in L.A. at the UCB Theater Franklin location. And then 1 week from today, next Saturday, October 28th, Douglas Movies is at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona at 4:20. Not unlike today, when actually started at 4:30. Did anybody step out and have a smoke at 4:20? Nope, you guys are just all in here. Politely waiting for the stoner to wrap it up and start the show. I've got stand-up shows in New Orleans and Tampa, and more Douglas Movies tapings in places like Salt Lake City, not like places, like these places specifically, San Diego, New York City, Orlando, Houston, and many more. For all of my dates, deets, and links, go to DouglasMovies.com. See, that's where the yeah goes. I'll give you one, dude. Where is Brian Hopkins? Is Brian Hopkins here? Hey, dude. Who do you have with you? How many people did you bring with you?
My wife.
My wife! That's it? Just your wife? Okay, because you could have brought more, right? Okay. It's a beautiful day outside. Are your friends all at the fair? Eating a fucking lamb leg or whatever the fuck. Brian was a winner on, he's a member of the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. He watches Getting Dug with High, I assume, and joined that club and was one of our winners. We picked your name out of a bowl. And thank you for... I was just about to say for your service. That's not right. Thanks for giving us some of your money and for being here today. And the underneath that exit sign over there, no one else is allowed to do this, but I'll be back in. There's a little room back there that we hang out in, the comedians. So just come right back there after the show. I'll give you guys a backstage tour. Takes about 30 seconds. Then I've got some business to take care of outside, if you know what I mean. Because this is a non-smoking establishment. I brought a prize bag with some stuff in it. Let's see what I've got. A Douglas Movies t-shirt, a copy of one of my CDs, promotional tool. Now all my CDs are merely digital, so... You can go look them up and buy them that way if you want. The latest one is called Lexington, Kentucky, 5717. Here's from the buffet at the hotel this morning, a box of Honey Nut Cheerios. They are pretty good. I was real tempted not to just eat them myself. And also a pipe from Peacemaker that's only been used once. Plus all the stuff brought by my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Brian Mallow, Sam Morril, and Trey Gallion. We should have put something, a little stool or something, so you guys could put your drinks on it, but you'll figure it out, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I got this.
Let's meet my guests individually, starting with our first timer to the show. Let's hear it for Sam Morril, everybody. Morril. How do you like the pronunciation of the last syllable of your name?
I guess Morril, but...
L, but it's spelled with an I.
I'm not defending it.
I know.
It makes phonetically no sense.
But, yeah, that's why I was sort of mumbling it, because I wasn't sure which way to go. But Morril is generally what people say.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. We'll spell it later for the listeners so they can find you on Twitter.
All right.
And his sandwich is one M. We have another Sam on the show frequently, and he's got two M's.
Yeah?
In Sam, yeah.
How is that going?
Where does he put them?
You'd be surprised.
You hit us with the hard-hitting shit out of the gate, Doug.
And you're, of course, headlining. You're here from New York City, headlining Good Nights all weekend long.
Yeah.
Has anybody come to one of his shows so far this weekend? A few people.
Yeah.
Two more chances tonight if you want to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having a nice time here?
I love it. I went to the State Fair yesterday.
Wow.
I've never seen so many people and so few teeth in my entire life. Holy shit. That's what you want to see here, is that. You come to North Carolina, you want to see the fair.
Dude, they push it hard. Yeah. Yeah, like people insisting that you go to the state fair. Like, I've never been to another state fair, dude. How is North Carolina's specifically awesomer?
Yeah, it's a lot of turkey legs.
Yeah.
You guys love those fucking turkey legs, I swear to God.
Oh, I thought you were describing the people.
No, those would be turkey necks.
Saw a lot of turkey legs and necks walking around. Well, thanks for being here, dude. And you were saying backstage you're not totally a movie trivia guy.
I'm hungover, so I'm not going to be at my best. I'll try. I like movies.
Wait, some hangovers stop you from having knowledge that you had prior getting the hangover?
No, you're a slower trigger finger, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, you won't be fast.
This game is about speed, right?
It's about speed sometimes, you're right.
Put on your big boy pants,
that's
man.
True.
Come on, you got two shows later. You gonna fade right now, motherfucker?
You know what? I am gonna fade right now, I think. I think it's over. No, I'm gonna bring it in the movie game. I feel it.
Okay.
That's a lie. I just wanted to sound cocky out of the gate.
We'll see how you do with more simple questions like, how do you pronounce your name?
And justify it.
We'll give you a few more softballs. I mean, Brian's is another tricky one. It's Brian Mallow, everybody. You want to spell Mallow with two L's. You're just dying to. Yeah, maybe a third one. Why not?
It would get pronounced right, but one L.
Yeah, so the one L makes people try to call you Malo or something?
Yeah, or they Marlow. They invent an R for it.
Oh, they just throw it in there.
They go, this can't be right.
Like when people say car wash.
Yeah. I'm the equivalent of that, yeah.
All right, well, it's good to have you back, Brian Mallow.
It's good to be back.
You were with us once before here in Raleigh, and did you win that day?
I didn't win, but I did. I came in with a story like his, and I did a fair showing, I think. I did all right.
You were like against Ngaio and Jacob.
Ngaio and Jacob Siroff, yeah.
Okay. That was a kind of a tough panel, so Jacob probably won.
You know, I think he was favored to win. I don't remember.
I think he won.
Let's just
say Ngaio won?
Yeah.
Okay, I take it back.
Wow.
Everything I've said about Ngaio, including that.
Went to the archives. Sweet.
And he was probably hungover, so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway. We've done it here a few times, and thank you for coming back.
It's good
and
to be here.
Our third and final guest on stage for today needs no introduction. It's Drake Elliott!
Hey.
What's your favorite mispronunciation of Galleon?
Gaylord.
What?
Yeah, because it's like how because it's like how did you go that far away from, there's no D or R in it anywhere.
It still is pretty close. I like how close it is.
Because everybody just swaps the L and the Y anyway, so I get Galon all the time. But yeah, Gaylord is like, okay, cool. Pay the fuck attention. Just a little bit. Look. Okay.
Galon sounds like a gay robot in Battlestar Galactica.
Pew, pew.
How's your head today, Trey?
It's All right, last night somebody handed me a blueberry muffin shaped like a skull and said, only eat half of this. So I waited till 30 minutes before we walked over here and ate the whole thing. So game on, bitches. Let's do this.
All right.
Yeah, a couple more Tito's and sodas. Perfect.
You're feeling it? It's kicked in?
Yeah, it's definitely kicked. It kicked in about, I want to say about 45 seconds ago. Yeah. It just kind of ran from the back of my brain straight down to my butt crack.
And that was just the first half.
Yeah, man. Well, right on. I am looking forward to the second half. And
I'm realizing that everyone driving out of here is going to be like the slowest traffic of all time.
It's going to be a very considerate parking lot exit. No, you go.
Yeah, you
no,
go.
You go. No, you go.
Yeah, you guys might, some of you might want to take off around the fifth inning.
Like my dad.
Or before the... Oh.
Why can't we just stay till the end?
It's not how life works, son.
But I've missed a foul ball in those last four innings. I guess we got to beat traffic. Wasn't really that sad.
Let's talk prize bag, you guys. Let's start with you, Sam. What do you have for us today?
Oh, I got my album, Class Act. Yeah, one of the feel-good comedy albums of 2015, I would say. Speaking of sad dad jokes, this album is packed with a plenty. So, yeah, I think it's a good time for sure.
There's a lot of dad talk on there?
Oh, there's some good old biological father talk, so you can tell we're very close.
Wow. Yeah.
People
ask if he's a good father. I'm like, if he were, I probably wouldn't refer to him as my biological father.
Biological. Yeah. It's a really long word to throw out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let people
Holy
know.
Shit.
Once you throw out a few syllables, they probably weren't there often.
All right, so pass that thing over here. It's like, what is that? It's like a...
It's the future.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you got the access code? You just downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's great. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Oh, and you even signed it, too. That's cool. All right, what do you got for us, Trey?
Okay, I got the standard United blue barf bag. Yeah, I mean, nah, nothing fancy. It's a classic, though. And then I've got the emergency card from the plane. And we all signed that.
Cut to a plane going down and somebody desperately trying to figure out how to open the fucking door.
Dude, they have these directions to put the thing on the baby, and there's one of them that's really not cool looking. It's like you're really just straight up wedgieing the baby. Anyway.
Yes.
And a copy of Space.
They're trying to save the baby's life.
Yeah, but it doesn't look that way. It looks like they're just trying to get a little giggle while the fucking plane is going down with a baby.
Is there something else in there? Is there barf in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, no. Space Cowboys, a copy of my CD, and then a $3 Subway card that some dude gave me the other night, but I don't eat at Subway, so you can have that shit.
The DVD of Space
nice.
Cowboys.
Wow.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You found a cowboy movie gayer than Brokeback.
They should have called that movie No Space for Old Men. What do you got for us, Brian?
Okay, I got a little grab bag. And so first, let's get this out of the way. I just really needed to get this off my shelf, but it's called How Star Wars Conquered the Universe. And it's for movie geeks. It's actually a really cool book that a publisher sent me. And I think someone might really dig it.
I think they might, sure.
Yeah, it's about how Star Wars... It's got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and about how Star Wars changed the industry and more.
Yeah, it's got one of those long-ass yeah. titles. The Past, Present, and Future of a Multi-Billion Dollar...
Yeah. So that's why I got to get rid of it. That's the thing. So, but this is pretty important. This is a mission patch for, you know, Matt Damon's character in The Martian.
You know what? I actually love Brian as a scientist on The Simpsons.
And
might have been a stretch. I thought it was funny, guys.
Close your eyes.
That was an audio joke for the listeners.
Smooth. Well played.
Go ahead.
Two more things. Some eclipse glasses, because it's only 7 years until the next eclipse. So in the United States, there's others if you want to travel. But you know what? You can actually look at the sun.
I do want to travel.
There are other eclipses happening.
All right.
But otherwise, this is a 7-year gift. If you refuse to leave the United States, this is a 7-year gift. But you can look at the sun anytime. It doesn't have to be an eclipse. With the fucking glasses.
And Brandy, can I get another Tito's and soda? Please. Thank you.
And finally,
me too, Toe.
A DVD of a really awesome movie, Hero, the Jet Li film, which if you haven't seen it, you should.
All right. I mean, they're going to be too busy reading this boring book to watch that.
Don't mix them. And a Starbucks bag.
And a Starbucks bag, which are always nice to have. I carry my laundry in them. All of that is going to be won by some unlucky individual. No, there's some cool stuff. It's kind of like a starter kit for a yard sale. How much is this? Oh, it's normally a dime, but a comedian signed it, so it's a quarter. All right. Before I get into the game portion of the show, I got a couple of questions for you guys.
Yeah.
We'll start. Well, since you two have been on the show before, and Sam doesn't know this is coming, I'll give him a chance to think about it. Brian Mallow, what was the last movie that you saw?
This one's easy. It's Blade Runner 2049.
It's hard to, once you dedicate 3 hours of your life to that shit, it's hard to forget.
Yep, it's like seeing the original one twice.
You know, I was talking about you not having a table, but I have a table. I don't know why you put mine on the floor.
Dude, look, the tingles move to my arms now, all right? I'm handling it.
Okay, so there was a couple of obvious fans of the movie in the crowd, but how did you feel about it?
I liked it a lot. I think that, and I want to see it again, but the 2-hour 44 running time is like, you know, I'm not going to rush out to see it again, but I thought it was great. You know what I liked is that unlike all the Star Wars and Star Trek reboots, even the ones I like, the rehashing of old plots, the using of the same plot, nothing like that is in Blade Runner. Like, nothing obvious bothered me about it. It wasn't a repeat. Are you disagreeing? It wasn't a repeat of the original movie. It was a new movie. Had some cool stuff.
Yeah, they fixed it by making it, the visuals bleaker and the running time longer.
Where else could you go with it though?
Like, Blade Runner already had boring parts at 2 hours. But yeah, I've already talked about this on the show before.
Okay.
I was disappointed by it. I did not enjoy
it. I'm sorry. On behalf of the filmmakers.
But also, the first movie is a kind of a, you know, it's not for everybody.
Agreed.
So it makes perfect sense that the sequel will come out and get a bad initial reception just like the original one did.
Exactly. It's not going to be for everyone.
Yeah. All right, Trey?
The Sandlot is on HBO Go right now, man. I tried watching The Accountant and it didn't take, so I was like, Sandlot it is! Wendy Pfeffercorn. Dude, all those kids are so great in that movie. I mean, every single one of them is a great character. It's fucking, I love it.
Didn't Dennis Leary play the dad?
The dad, yeah.
A belligerent alcoholic. How'd he pull that role off?
Wow.
You want a hug, dude? Are we going to, I mean.
It's a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Classic.
You want to share my father? He's a pretty good father.
I'm doing all right.
All right, all right.
I didn't know this was going to turn into a therapy session. I thought this was a comedy show.
I didn't either, man. I was just rolling with it.
Oh, I hate it when a bird of prey wanders into the showroom. You never know whose neck's going to get ripped out by that crazy bird. Sam, have you seen any movies lately?
Yes, I just saw the new Noah Baumbach movie, The Meyerowitz Stories. Yeah, one other Jew is here. Awesome.
We got ourselves a North Carolina Jew.
Hell yeah. I loved it. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good. Dustin Hoffman plays an old narcissist. Got a couple Adam Sandlers in it.
You see a little of your dad in that that Dustin Hoffman
character? I didn't
Hoffman
know there was going to be a theme.
That movie is, I saw it too, and it is rough, the constant shitty things that Dustin Hoffman's character says to his own family.
He's not a great guy.
No, but also just so mellow about it, rarely raises his voice, and just is just cutting at them all the time. And also, like, he says things about himself repeatedly that have, like, little white lies in them, and we know it.
Yeah.
So it's a very annoying character.
Very annoying. He said things to his kids like, yeah, you're never really an artist. I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't say that to a child.
Yeah, especially all ones that did try to be artistic in one way or another.
Yeah.
You know?
Great movie,
but, yeah, Sandler's really good in it. It's funny, you know how he always says that thing in his movies where he just suddenly is yelling really loud? In this movie, there's like at least once, maybe twice, where he's yelling! And they just cuts to the next scene, like mid-word. Like, you know he's just going to yell for a little bit here. Let's just go ahead and move on. You've heard it before. But it made me laugh so hard.
I would rather just watch the outtakes in the movie. Yeah. I just want to watch Sandler yell for like 3-minute takes. Oh, you know?
Man. But and Ben Stiller is very good in it. And I recommend it. It's on Netflix. But, you know, if you have any of your own family issues, it might be a tough watch. It might be easier to watch the fucking Replicants in Blade Runner for 3 hours. Not ever sit there going, oh, that reminds me of my dad robot. My robot dad. All right, I got one more question. This one's might be a little tougher. Starting with Brian. It's October, right? People love to watch scary movies this month, especially leading up to Halloween's going to be like a 4-day thing this year because it's on a Tuesday. So Halloween's going to start on Friday and go till Wednesday morning. So what can you recommend a horror film for people to watch? You know, maybe not an obvious one. Someone on the show.
Are we starting with me?
Yeah, I think so.
Is The Exorcist an too obvious a one? It's so old, it's really obvious.
But you need to remind people.
You need to see it.
How amazing it is, because it's a horror movie and has scary shit in it, but it's also got really good actors, and also it hits that spot, if you're religious at all, of you know, letting the Bible do most of the scaring. Which, for me, that doesn't work. I just laugh at those parts. But
it has a lot of stuff that stays with you.
Right. And that edited scene where she walks like a spider.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I like that.
That was so bizarre.
All right, Trey, have you got a good recommendation?
Yeah, the remake of Evil Dead, if you haven't seen it, is one of my favorite current horror movies. And then I get my favorite of all time that still gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies and makes me jump every time is Friday the 13th, the first one, man. So many nightmares at the end of Jason coming out of the water and grabbing homegirl out of the canoe. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of waking
up.
That
happens at the end of every horror movie now.
Dude, but that was in my wheelhouse, you know? That was came out when I was at the right age, and that was one of the first ones that I saw, and it fucked me up for a little bit.
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon gets that corkscrew through the throat. Oh, my God.
Kevin Bacon's in it? Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for fucking in a hammock.
It's true.
Was it a hammock or just a regular bed?
I know
he's laying in bed, though, and they shove it in through the bed.
Yeah, was it an arrow? Was it an arrow or a corkscrew?
I think it was like an arrow.
It was something sharp.
Yeah, it was the bottom of the bunk bed.
It was something that felt worse being pulled out than going in.
And plus, it's his mom in that one. It's not Jason, you know, so that makes it extra awesome.
Yeah, anyway. Jason doesn't even fuck around with the hockey mask till part three.
Word.
Yeah.
What does he start with? Just like a catcher's mask?
No, he's just got like a... He's just a big, ugly guy that they don't ever get a good shot of. He starts off as Bigfoot. And then he shaves and gets a hockey mask.
But he doesn't really become himself until the hockey mask.
Well, he starts to get into it more, I think. I mean, he's pretty into it in the one where he's got the hockey mask. Part three, he's, like, making sure all the bodies get found in weird spots and stuff. Like it's not hard enough to just kill and dispose of a body, but now you're going to hang it from the rafters so that it comes swinging down like you're fucking the kid from Home Alone. But with dead bodies instead of paint cans.
But that was the one that was in 3D, so they had to have all this
swinging into the frame.
You have to stop and appreciate the set design of how he murders every person. It's great.
Sam, do you got one?
I'm going to go Misery.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah, dude. Little Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, little hobbling.
Yeah.
Chris Kahn in a bed for 3 months. That must have been a sweet acting gig. Just like scared block. Of this lady with the mallet. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's my check? They did that as a Broadway show with not a musical, a play.
I'm in Misery. Misery.
Yeah, man. Not many dance numbers.
He gets out of the bed, starts dancing and singing like Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka. No, it was like a straight-up play, but it was Bruce Willis was in the bed and Laurie Metcalf was the lady that hobbles him. And I just wanted to see it just to see how they staged that on stage, you know, watch a guy get his leg fucked up. I saw something else. I know, pretty great story. Really brought the energy to exactly where I need it. For the part where I say, Bert, turn the show off because I'm going to say, let the games begin!
Wow.
Lots of great name tags, lots of great ways to illuminate their name tags. We could maybe bring the house lights up a little bit so you could see them better. Hey, there we
go. Hey!
So guys, go and physically grab the name tag you want to play for and bring it back to your seat. There's vodka, there's donuts, there's yelling, there's people yelling.
Trey! Trey! Trey!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Donuts and vodka and Sour Patch Kids on that one. Sam's already got one. We don't have any ads in this show. Oh, looks like Brian's got one. And Trey's got one. Nice try, everybody. Thank you. Here, let's. I'll hold your microphone for you so you can show everybody.
So
let's start with Brian.
It has heft.
Yeah, there's donuts in it. It's a
fucking
box full of donuts.
And there are three bottles of liquor as well. Vodka.
Yeah, it's all Tito's all the time.
But the thing is, even after seeing all that, it was the one that first caught my eye because he did such a good job of lighting it before any of the house lights were up. And it caught my eye, and there was Doug's face, and it says, Matatouille. Disney, the Pixar movie.
Yeah. You should have changed it to Matatitos. But still pretty good. You still got picks, so I don't know why I'm telling you what you did wrong.
Right.
And then there's some donuts inside.
I will, yeah.
Lady, snag it out of the hand of a dude. Topple the patriarchy.
Not bad.
Just the women.
Here, no, I'll throw you another one, dude. Oh, she gave him half. God damn it. You're supposed to take the whole thing and enjoy it. Oh. See, I put him right in the hands. I'm the Tom Brady of donut throwers.
Nice, so that's nice.
Now let's throw these Tito's bottles at people.
Speaking
I can't believe how into it you were. Yeah, throw bottles at us. Trey, what do you got?
I got Olympus has Lauren, and Lauren fucking nailed it. She's got you, me, and Sam on there because she's smart enough to fucking open her computer and look at the comedy club website and see who's going to be at the club. But plus, I also like it because it's pretty fitting that it's me above a blowing up White House.
Yeah, she probably included Brian. He was probably just on a tour inside the White House at the time.
Whoa.
They always use the worst fucking picture of you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that hungover at Sirius XM was going to be the photo everyone used for fucking ever.
Come on, dude. That's pretty good. You got like half a part there.
Yeah, I have the same haircut as LJ. Larry Johnson. Okay, never mind, guys. Doesn't matter.
North Carolina. Doesn't matter.
I didn't know who he was talking
while,
about.
Right?
I was like, who the fuck is LJ?
I'm sure some of these people knew that. He spent some time in North Carolina. Did I pronounce that right? Is that how you say it? Can I get another Tito's and soda? Brandy, please.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. That was fast.
Wow.
Thank you, Brandy. Fucking shit, man.
This is Trey is actually my ride home, so this is troubling, but
come down to Good Nights. We've got the fastest drinks in comedy. Who are you playing for, Sam?
I got a Demorition Man. So someone Asian, I'm guessing. But oh, I'm sorry. Was that too easy?
Did you meet the person you took that from?
Yes, he was at my show last night,
Oh, okay.
So I had to. Yeah.
That's
I'm playing
nice.
For Rish. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he looks mixed for sure.
Just saying.
But yeah, it's got you and me co-starring in the movie, so that's a pretty exciting career move for us. I'm into it. All right, so yeah, you can just throw it down there on the stage, and no pictures, ma'am. I like how, like, in comedy clubs, they generally say don't take any pictures during the show, and I like that rule. I don't want my picture being taken constantly. But I also like that every once in a while somebody cheats and takes a picture so that we have a picture of the people that were on the show. Because I don't bring a professional photographer with me. I rely on the people. I rely on the cheaters and liars and the rule breakers. So thank you for doing that.
How was my chin on that one?
Yeah, I don't know if she's got the greatest angle. I mean, she's, you know, she's probably going to send it off to Nose Hair Enthusiast magazine. I texted my friend Josh what I thought was a very normal thing to say to somebody. I would see you in a town that I'm going to see him in. And he wrote back, stop yelling at me. So I kind of learned to not yell at people in text. Wasn't even all caps.
Exclamation point?
Nope.
Yeah.
Just I'll see you in Phoenix. Stop yelling at me. It's probably day drunk. Let's start with a little game called Alex and Jakes and Debs and all of them's IMDb game. This is a game where... Are you familiar with this, Brian? Have you played this one before?
I didn't even absorb what the name of the game was. What was that?
The IMDb is the important part.
Oh. We get to use IMDb on this one.
No, you don't get to use it on your phone. No, you keep your phone off and away. No, I'm going to name some actor or actresses top four best known for on IMDb. Sound familiar now?
Starting to.
And you buzz in with your own name when you think you know it.
Okay.
If you guess wrong, it's -1 point, so you don't want to buzz in too early.
I got no points right now.
But you get, that's true also. And you get bonus points for each additional movie you can name that's in their top four after you successfully buzz in and say the correct actor.
Yeah. This will be fun.
That's all I'm giggling about. Did I say it wrong?
There's no way I can do well at this one. But
well,
it's okay.
Once you hear two titles, there's probably an actor that'll come to mind that's in both of those films. But if after one title, it's a real risk buzzing in. But watch how Trey likes to play.
Whoa!
Oh yeah.
He's already ready to buzz in. Do you want to practice buzzing in,
Trey?
I was not looking at you or pointing to you when I asked that, but good job.
I was still looking for the buzzer.
No, you just say your own name.
Okay.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Brian.
Yes.
Like that.
Very good.
What if I get nervous and say Trey? What is it? What happens? Has that ever happened on the show?
I like to tell people, as long as you make a noise and you're the first one to make a noise, then I will go to you for the answer. Yes.
Oh, you've never said that before. That's so much pressure off. All right. No, I'm going to kill it now.
Trey.
Just
Trey.
The main thing you want to do is not blurt out the answer till I call on you. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing. All right. Who is, and this is just for the folks on stage, no audience guesses, please. Yeah, I know some of you are high.
You guys have them muffins too? What's going on? Fess up. All right.
Somebody should reopen that IHOP down the street and call it High Hop and then just do the same thing they did. Same food.
Yeah, breakfast all day, you're going to kill it.
That's what I'm saying. Just put the word high in the name so people know what's going on instead of going, what's with that weird blue church? I get sad walking over to the club because that fucking IHOP's been closed for a year or two now. I just can't wait to see who tries to run a business that looks like an IHOP. Whose top four on IMDb starts with Inception?
Trey.
God damn it. What do you got, Trey?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jesus. No.
Fuck. Man.
Oh, man.
Your first point is a negative point.
So Trey is in the hole already.
I feel like we're going to find him in a hole later.
I do not want to be stuck in the hole with someone who's in the bag. Okay, the second title, we got Inception, and then The Last Samurai.
I should know this, I'm playing for Asia, but...
the whole continent?
Yes. It's a big responsibility, but I'm up for the challenge here.
The third title that this person's best known for, according to IMDb, Batman Begins.
Sam.
Who is it, Sam?
I'm going to say, I'm back, Joseph Gordon-Levitt? No.
Even an audience member told you you're wrong.
It's always my second guess.
And just like that, I'm in the lead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Having done nothing!
Can I guess again, though, Doug?
Nope, your guys are out for this one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's one more title. That's right. All right.
There's one more title.
This is going to make
so you can get one point
me.
If within a few seconds after I say it, you come up with the right answer. I want to make sure I get this right. Letters from Iwo Jima. Does that help you? So we got Inception, Last Samurai, Batman Begins, and Letters from Iwo Jima. Harder to sum up a career better than those four titles, but it is kind of a tough one. All right, so Brian's not going to get it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have it by now if you had it at all.
Totally. You had me wondering first if Tom Cruise was possibly an Inception. Then that couldn't have been his first movie anyway. But then I'm thinking it's the brunette co-star in Inception.
Talked us through the process to getting the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Like the road to nowhere.
I don't know her name, and the key to it was I knew that Leonardo DiCaprio was the only name I knew by name from Inception, so I was doomed from the start.
I'm bored of this.
A lot of big actors in Inception.
Yeah.
But this particular gentleman's name is Ken Watanabe.
Oh.
Ken Watanabe.
Well, there you go. Was that your second guess?
Yeah.
Not even.
I mean, there are a lot of people got it right at Last Samurai, because that's...
Yeah, that narrows it down a little bit.
Narrows it down quite a bit. All right, so, but Brian, you're right.
You should have known Ken.
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows that guy.
So Brian is in the lead with 0.
Oh, my God.
And Sam and Trey are here.
Hey, what's up? When'd you guys get here?
Okay. One is drunk and high, and the other one is neither, and they're both at -1.
Somehow I've taken the lead doing nothing.
You do have a certain set of skills. Okay, here's a new one for you. Everybody's back in. Whose top four starts with a movie called Turbo? It's about snails. No guesses, okay. The second title that this person is in is a movie called Training Day. Okay, everyone's holding back. Not even Trey.
I'm trying this new strategy.
I like it so far. The third title, Old School. Turbo Training Day, Old School. And then the fourth, sometimes they deviate from acting credits or from movies to TV. In this case, they're going soundtrack of a video game.
As their fourth credit.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Dude,
You've never played that, Trey?
I have, but I've got a couple of friends that are in it. And so, oh, wait, hang on.
Time's almost up.
I have no fucking clue.
All right, time's up.
Yeah.
Those are all credits to Mr. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggity Dog is in all those things. Scores remain the same?
Yeah.
This is the third round, but there is a tiebreaker ready to go. If either of you guys could pull yourself up from below zero.
Oh, man. I got this.
Whose top four starts with A History of Violence? The second title?
Trey.
What do you got, Trey?
Viggo Mortensen.
That's correct.
Wow.
Thank you, North Carolina.
Well played. Well played.
All right, so now Trey.
Any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Trey. Trey could take this thing down by giving me three exact titles of three more Viggo Mortensen joints. What do you got, Trey?
Okay. Oh, how many towers were there? Shit. Okay. Lord of the Rings, Part 1, Fellowship of the Ring.
Wait, what?
No? Is that wrong?
You're already wrong.
Shit.
Try again.
Lord of the Rings.
You're already wrong.
The Lord of the Rings. Oh, really? You guys, my heart was like, what the fuck?
Now I realize I will not win any of these.
Okay, yeah, but that's when people get anal about that shit. All right.
It's all my fault. I started it.
All right, and then The Lord of the Rings, Part 2.
What are you doing?
The Lord of the Rings. Dude, really? Remember the part about... never mind. I mean, I'm dealing. I'm sweating. Can you tell?
Oh, my God.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. No, look. All right. I know that was wrong. You...
Now, are you going to play this seriously or what?
Yes.
Okay, so spit it out. Three movies that have Viggo Mortensen in them. Go.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Oh, fuck.
What part? Why? You said the whole thing? And and then said gave up after you said the whole thing?
The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and Lord of the Rings. What the fuck was the third one? Oh.
You're already saying it wrong again.
Huh? Oh, I did? All right, then I'm out. I ain't wasting no more time with that shit.
The second title in his top four is The Road.
Oh.
You'll be driving on it later.
Yeah, and then the third one is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Yeah! I thought there was an army in there somewhere. Yeah, never mind.
The King's Army of Darkness?
Yeah, something like that.
It's not revenge.
And then the last one, critically acclaimed, he was really good in this movie, Captain Fantastic.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
I got no points
on that. Oh, fuck indeed. But you did manage to make this a tie between you and Brian at zero.
Shit.
So Sam, sit this one out. Even if you know it, don't buzz in. This is just to break the tie between these two fellas. Who's top four? Starts with Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. I mean, you'd have to have a really strong feeling to buzz in at this point, because there's a lot of actors in that movie. There's a guy who plays Grand Moff Tarkin. Let me give you another title. This might make it more clear.
Trey.
Who we're talking about. You're just going to give away the win if you don't get this right.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I'm confident.
Apparently.
Yeah, yeah, it's Harrison Ford.
No.
Ah!
But
based on what?
Based on the feeling that I had in my gut.
Oh, you should have had a bad feeling about it.
Couldn't be Harrison Ford's first. You're giving them in order, right? That's first listing on IMDb.
Yeah, no. I mean, they name four things, but it's not like
they're
it's ranked in some sort of... It's not like this is...
Okay.
Number one is the best. I don't know. The algorithm is weird.
Okay. I thought it was sort of
and
ranked
random,
in a way.
And you definitely need to hear two titles.
I mean, for some people...
Before buzzing in. Let me just write down real quick. Negative everything.
Oh.
Trey has negative everything. So, Brian, you
having
can
done
win
nothing.
This. Well, you're still going to have to do something. I'll give you all four titles if you need them. The second title, and this is be so much fun if there were people still competing.
I'm sorry.
If you didn't just ruin it right away.
I'm sorry.
Because the second title is... Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
That narrows it down.
I still would have caught Harrison Ford.
Wait, knowing what you know now, you still go Harrison Ford?
Totally.
All right. The third title, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. And the fourth title, see, this is where you could really... You know, who's in all four of these movies? The fourth title is Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Trey.
Episode 7, if you're into that sort of thing. What do you got, Brian?
I have a feeling it's one of the actors whose name I can't remember that played either C-3PO or R2-D2.
Oh, you mean Anthony Daniels or Kenny Baker?
Those two. Is my hunch in the right neighborhood?
You have you have chosen two characters that do appear in all four of those films.
I'm shocked.
Anyone else you could think of that might be in all four of those Star Wars movies?
Carrie Fisher?
That is correct!
I should have gone with Carrie Fisher. Even actually knowing her name would have been a good reason.
I'm gonna call that Brian kinda wins. Least worst. You're the least worst. Trey is the most worst.
Hey, at least I made it to the tiebreaker.
Oh.
Ooh. It's getting contentious here.
There's nothing to brag about when you just throw your chances away like that.
I would have gone Harrison Ford at any point in that. He's the shit. Why am I... Nah.
That's a good reason to say his name. Don't let strategy bother you. It's something you guys could not possibly have known unless you like really check this sort of thing every day. All four of those people, if they were all alive. Yeah, I know, right? Shouldn't even brought that up. It's still weird to talk about birthdays for dead people, but all four of those people are celebrating a birthday this weekend, wherever they are.
Sneaky with the birthday theme.
Yeah, what birthday theme, which is, you know, it's a tough theme to get
it is.
To.
It is.
What'd you think the theme was?
I had no, that's what I'm saying. I had no clue.
Yeah, so that's why you probably hold back on guessing.
He still would have said Harrison Ford.
Yeah, because I'm going to teach you the strategy of this game if it kills me.
Well, because you went the
next
first...
time you play, I'm going to say you can't guess on the first time.
I mean, that's fair. But the second one that I made it to the all the way through. But you went New Hope the first one. So it was like, okay, it's either Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, or Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford's the coolest one
or
out of
Anthony
that group.
Or Anthony Daniels or Kenny Baker
no
or
way,
David Prowse.
You're not going to be that big a dick, though, on this guy shit.
Or the fucking walking rug. Peter Mayhew. There's tons of people that are in all of them. Anyway. Great job, Trey.
Thanks, man. I'll try to do better next time. Thank you, ma'am.
I love that crazy laugh.
Yeah.
It's nice when people are having that much fun. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Now, this game, a reminder for Brian, and Sam is new, so I'll tell him. It's just a matter of you got to get lucky, and hopefully the actor or actress we choose for this game is someone who you can name several of their films, because I play along, and we just take turns naming movies that the person was in until if you can't think of one or you say one that's wrong, you're out. And you have a lifeline. Each of you can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once. And I ask them to please not look at your phones. I can't stop you if you do, but I think that's cheating.
Dig on cheaters.
Trey, when do you think I recommend you go to your lifeline?
Immediately.
Not necessarily immediately, but... I think early is a good idea.
My normal plan is like 3 in.
Okay,
if I
well,
make it
you don't
want
to, you know, give your strategy up to the other players.
Wow.
Yeah.
That changes my whole plan.
And if as a group we do not like the first name that I get from a pre-selected audience member, we will get a second name and play with two names just to try to keep it fair. Because every once in a while, there's somebody on the panel who says something out loud like, I don't know who Daniel Day-Lewis is. The Jeff Tate classic. Where is Fig Boot?
Yeah.
Fig Boot.
Yeah. Over
How can here. I be sure it's you? Do you have a... Do you have an ID, Fig Boot?
Over here.
Why are you called Fig Boot?
It's a reference to a book.
A book? Please have him escorted from the facility. Fucking books. He also thinks we're so dumb that he's just gonna, it's a book, don't worry about it. Like, he's not gonna say a specific title. Which book has a fig boot in it?
it's a long story, so...
It's in the what?
It's a long story. I'm just shortening the story.
I don't care how long the book is. You can't tell us the name of the book?
It's called The Autobiography of Bigfoot.
It's called The Autobiography of Bigfoot.
Oh,
and you came up with Fig Boot and say it's from a book. Maddie is out of here.
Yeah.
He has had it with this bullshit.
Plus, I mean, that is a short story. That's not a long story.
Yeah.
That's just switching a couple letters.
Yeah, I thought we were dealing with like an intellectual. He's just a fucking weirdo, you know?
Was he initially called Fig Boot? And then they decided, well, there's something more interesting about him than the fact that his boots are covered in figs. You know what? You're right. Don't answer it. It does feel like a long story.
So we're taking his recommendation for a...
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works. He was pre-selected. I like the name Fig Boot. I was really curious why he was called Fig Boot. But I don't care anymore. I think it's time we all move on with our lives. But let me ask you this, Fig Boot. And if you're going to say the name of the actor you're playing, Harry and Harry and the Hendersons, I will murder you with my non-hairy hands. What's your actual name, Fig Boot?
David.
David, okay, David. That's better for us to call you that. What name do you have for us today?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock, the great director. I guess you could probably say that he's in all of his films as well. He always makes little cameos in all of them, so it'll just be Alfred Hitchcock movies that we have to name. I think the panel looks a little unhappy about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a second name.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
What is that? We're doing both.
We don't want this
of
thing to shut down right away. Yeah, we'll do two names.
Okay.
Cool. Why, are you confident on Hitchcock?
I'm not confident, but he's so unconfident.
I think I can
gave me confidence.
Wow.
He's definitely someone who has a lot
I could
of
name
movies.
At least a dozen Hitchcock movies.
Well, I'm not that
right
there.
At least. Yeah. That's not even getting into that he made the same movie twice with the same title. I've said too much. All right. Let's find this other person I picked. Where's Nerd Bullet? All right, Nerd Bullet, what book is that from?
Could you sound more like every mass shooter of all time?
What's your actual name, Nerd Bullet?
Kyle.
Kyle. Yeah, Nerd Bullet's better. Why did you give yourself that name? Oh, it was a random word combo?
Yeah.
Nerd Bullet. And you were like, oh, okay. Nothing like a name that makes you think of mass shootings.
Yeah, that's a keeper. What just happened?
It's a good thing they didn't want you to be Columbine Hat. Way too soon. It's always too soon. All right, Nerd Bullet. What's the name you got for us today?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. All right. Now we're talking.
Yeah,
no crossover
happier.
Between the two. I don't believe Kilmer and Hitchcock ever did a... I don't think they ever did a collabo. But that is an interesting pair of names. that we have to work with. Brian won that last game, so he gets to go first. Then we'll go to Trey, Sam, me. Don't forget about your lifeline. Brian.
A movie that either one of them is associated with.
Associated with. Like if they've seen it or heard of it.
Nope.
Tweeted about it.
No, movies that they are in, or in the case of Hitchcock, obviously he directed it, but as I pointed out, he's also in every one of his movies.
Real genius.
What? Somebody's saying full title for Real Genius? I think that's the full title.
Yeah. It's Kilmer, not Hitchcock.
Real Genius, colon, something about Bigfoot. All right, Trey.
Psycho.
Okay, you don't get points for saying it quickly.
Psycho.
One of my all-time favorites, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Oh. Great movie.
That is a good one. I mean, we can just say it. I like lots of movies by that dude. Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3. He's great. All right. I'll go with The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Yay.
Yay is right. That's the level of enthusiasm that I'm looking for. Yay.
How did I get over there?
Yeah. We got a Trey Gallion impersonator in the crowd. Brian?
The Birds.
Yeah. You don't have to act out the films. As we say them.
The Doors. The Doors.
Okay.
All right.
I'll let that one slide.
Why are you fucking with me, man?
Because I think it's called Oliver Stone's The Doors.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but let's not worry about it.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we're friends.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
I just think it is for some reason, but I could be wrong. I know it's Oliver Stone's JFK. Ugh,
what a pretentious...
That is not true.
Oliver Stone's Nixon.
Okay, go ahead there.
Another great movie, Top Secret.
Yes!
Love that movie. That underwater fight scene. Killer!
Yeah, well, as long as we're hitting at Val Kilmer's early days, I'm going to go with Willow.
That was.
I thought he was going to pull out a sword and start swinging, dude.
North by Northwest.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, again.
He's got some more energy all of a sudden. Now, let me just help you out real quick. I know you're from Austin.
Yeah.
They did not make a movie called South by Southwest.
South by Southwest?
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Man. Yeah, but no. Because okay. I don't know if there's a "the" in this one.
Oh, that's rough.
You know? Lauren? Yeah, what you got? Huh?
She's going dial M for murder.
Oh, word? That wasn't even one in my pocket.
Which didn't even work when you had dial phones.
Right? Because there's...
You just dial M and it just roll back and then nobody's contacted at all.
Yeah. Thanks, Lauren.
So now we.
So is that the one you were thinking of? Did you think it was the Dial M for Murder?
Yeah, yeah. Cleared it up. I'm good
dial
to go
Dial M
now.
For the murder. Dial the M for murder. Sam?
I'm going to choose a real piece of shit. Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is a turd.
Yeah, it was interesting. I just reading recently about Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones didn't get along. They're both in that movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, that sounds about
How
right.
could those two not get along? They both seem pretty cool. All right. Okay, so I'll for Val Kilmer, I would like to say... MacGruber.
Yeah! Fuck. I'll go another Hitchcock. Rope.
Rope, nice. It's supposed to look like it's all in one take, that movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It looks like they suddenly put the camera on something black. Yeah, they zoom in on the guy's back, then they zoom out. Oh, still one take. Don't you worry about what we just did. Just watch our one take movie.
Or was it The Rope?
Stop it. And people in the audience actually took the bait and were like, no, it's just Rope. Trey?
Yeah. No, I've got... No. Rear Window?
Yeah!
Yeah! One of the best. Well, I love that one. Gotta go with another great one. Psycho.
Oh, he already, remember when he was like, Psycho? We said it really fast.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I said,
oh,
say it slow, and he went, Psycho.
I'll do a different one. Didn't hear it. Vertigo.
Vertigo is correct.
All right.
You guys can't think of any more Val Kilmer movies either, huh?
I got a couple.
That's not necessarily true.
I got a couple in my
true.
Back pocket.
Yeah. Why not?
Why don't you chill out, Marlo? Name a fuck quit stalling.
You know when I knew that you were going to do good today, Brian? Do you know the moment it hit me? It was at first sight. Just gonna sit here in my proud juice. You got another one there, Brian? You wanna go to your lifeline?
I mean, I'm getting close to going to my lifeline if he'll even be useful. But I think on this one, I'm gonna say Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, we're back to Trey.
Top Gun.
Oh!
Shit.
I know, right?
So
no, I wanted to keep it in the pocket, man. Right I wanted there. To keep that one in the pocket. Gosh. Fuck.
Good job.
Thank you.
He's in Tombstone, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, oh shit.
Nice job, Sammy.
Wow. In my case, the position of Huckleberry has been filled. I don't need you to be my Huckleberry. But yeah, Val Kilmer's so good in that. He like has like little weird little teacup that he spins around like a gun because he doesn't have his gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he shows off with that. Yeah, it's good stuff. whose turn is it? Me? Okay. I should write down Tombstone. Keep this legit.
Is anybody cold?
Because I think we should turn up the heat!
Technically, it's turn up heat.
No, I'm just joking around.
No, I know.
It's just called heat. Brian?
Shit, I'm going to turn to Matt. Matt, you got something?
What do you got for him, Matt?
The Saint.
The Saint.
The Saint.
The Saint with Elizabeth Shue. She's been on the shoe.
Yeah, man, fuck Matt. That was my pocket answer. I got nothing else.
Thank you, Matt.
You're done?
Yeah, I was trying to think of something. I know there's a space one I'm missing. I'm sorry. I just can't. I got nothing.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not solid on the Hitchcock, and I know there's some Kilmer ones, but I just can't think of the titles.
Yeah.
I got to bow out gracefully.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Trey.
Thanks, kids.
Step? Is that, that's Hitchcock, right?
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Is that wrong? Is it the 39th step? No? Lifeline.
Ghost in the Darkness.
Ooh. Ghost in the Darkness is my answer.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, that title made Island of Dr. Moreau spring into my head. I'm feeling pretty cocky today. This guy is afraid of silence and jumps in anytime it gets a little too quiet. See, it wasn't quiet enough that time. Holy shit.
I don't
think Daryl from Walking Dead is in the audience.
You can do this, Brian. There are a million. So I don't have another one in my pocket, but I have the one thing I can do is try what I tried last time, and it's doomed to fail this time. Think of the movie with the biggest cast I could think of.
Like, yeah, these guys aren't in JFK.
Then I'll go with Magnolia. The Hitchcock film,
You're
Magnolia.
Hoping that Val Kilmer's in Magnolia?
I'm just trying to fill dead air.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's...
There's a guy over there that'll do it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, so you're out. Sam, it's just you and me now.
Okay.
Come on, Sam.
Isn't Val Kilmer's in Spaceballs, right? Am I wrong?
I'm trying to think so.
That's an old... Okay, I'm wrong. Let me think.
Yeah.
I'm grasping at straws,
you're mixing
baby.
It up right, with Bill, a young Bill Pullman.
Okay. I always get those two confused.
When they were young.
Fuck.
Now they're a little more different.
Val Kilmer. Or Hitchcock. I'm going to say... I will say, he's not in Mission to Mars, is he? Val Kilmer.
Wait.
Shh. Shh. The Mission to Mars?
Shh.
I know Tim Robbins is in that, but... All right, I'll take it.
Is he in that? Am I right?
People think he is.
Okay. No, I'm wrong. No.
All right. All right, then you're wrong.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, I got
you,
this.
I was giving it to you for a second.
No, 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 don't give it. Don't give me any pity here.
That lady's
you can do it,
she's
son.
A proud.
Come on, buddy.
She's a proud member of Sam's Club.
Ah.
Trying to say that awesome joke. Trey's over there screaming.
Ah.
Let's all shit our pants.
Val Kilmer.
He had a good run.
Mark Twain.
Yeah, he goes around and does Mark Twain impressions. I know that. He actually goes to places now and he brings a film of himself playing Mark Twain and he shows it and then he does a Q&A after as himself. But he does it in comedy clubs. I don't know, has he done it here? Well, he should. I think you guys would love it. There's lots of silent parts where you can scream shit out. Mark Twain was a slow talker.
I'm out, man. I failed. I know there's another one out there.
You may be out, but you are a winner.
Ah.
Do you enjoy Tito's vodka?
I do, yes.
Okay, you can have these. Where's the shithead at? Is it on the inside?
Side.
What?
On the side.
The side? Jeez. Okay.
Wait till you hear his shithead. Strangely enough, it's a surprise. It's got an exclamation point at the end of it. But here you go, Sam. You can have those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dreams
and
do come
let me
true.
Have that. And he was Hitchcock movies, Frenzy. Yeah, yeah, of course, there's a million of them. I was going to show off and say a few more. But, yeah, lots of them. And what Val Kilmer's did we miss? Red Planet. That's what you were thinking of with Mission to Mars.
I knew it was a shitty space movie. I couldn't think of it.
Salt and Sea, True Romance, where he plays Elvis.
Oh, True Romance, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Really?
Val Kilmer's not in Earth Girls Are Easy, but Hitchcock might be. Sam, what do you got to plug after your big win today?
What do I have a podcast called Keeping Joe. I have a sports show. It's on, every episode goes to YouTube. It's called People Talking Sports. It's on the MSG Network in New York. It's on the Knicks and Rangers Network. So that comes back Tuesday. But you can watch them all on YouTube. They're fun. And Keeping Joe podcast.
All right.
And Acme in Minnesota, and I'm doing New Year's at Laugh Boston in Boston.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Reesh, come up and get your prizes. Yeah, you might want his poster back, too. Do you want your poster back?
Yes.
There you go. Congratulations, dude. If you can, spread all that stuff out on a bed or a desk and take a picture of it and post it on the internet, and then I'll retweet it or repost it with the phrase, people really do win on Doug Lowe's movies. the listeners like to see what all the prizes look like. Trey, what do you got to plug? Trey Gallion?
Austin, Texas, at the Velveeta Room, November 10th and 11th. And then Philly, November 17th at Creep Records with Brian Six, Ryan Shaner, and Alex Grubart, all local Philly dudes. That one's going to be fun as shit. Yeah. That's it, man.
All right. And you'll just be, like, hanging around here for the rest of the night looking for, like, if anybody wants to buy you drinks or give you weed.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'll do that.
Yeah.
He'll
do
two
that.
Shows.
He'll do that for you guys. And Brian Mallow.
Brian!
Yeah, so I'm science comedian on everything, Twitter, YouTube.
Rick!
There, that kind of shit. Yeah. Science comedian, yeah.
Science comedian.
On the social media channels, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Instagram now. And, And I live here, so just come by my house.
Yeah, stop by Brian's house.
Spoken.
Seriously, is that me?
I don't think that's you, dude. Can you imagine, like, if you had a time machine, that's what you'd do? You'd just go heckle one of your own shows?
Why the fuck not, man? Just fuck with myself. Yeah. Sounds about right. Quit it, dude.
Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and more cities are going to have Doug Loves Movies between now and the end of the year. Go to DougLovesYouKnowWhat.com. And you can't do it if I say it different. So don't even. But thank you to all of you for being here on this beautiful afternoon. Thank you to Good Nights Comedy Club. It's always a terrific time here. I also love the blackout curtains they have here. Because sometimes when I play here, I pass out at the end of the night and I don't wake up until 4 or 5 in the afternoon because it looks like nighttime in here. No? Okay. And we'll cut that part out. It's been a tight show up until that one. One more time for all of my guests: Sam Morril, Trey Gallion, Brian Mallow. And as always, so you're forgetting all that vodka. Well, there's no donuts. The donuts are gone. But there's still plenty of vodka.
Get that vodka!
As always, the movie Mother is a shithead. Oh, maybe I should have said that one second. My cat waking me up at 6 a.m. every morning to get food is a shithead.
Makes him cocky. There's no room in